weekly warm pipe.
Well, happy new year to all our listeners and you, Jay.
Thank you, sir. You too. 2023 is gone and
2024.
It's going to take me at least 3 months to start writing 2024 on whatever it is I'm writing.
What do you mean you're writing a book? What do you mean?
Well, like you know, like when you're a kid and you have to like write the date at the top of the paper of your homework.
Oh, I see.
It always takes me like till like March before I'm like, hey, it's not 2023 anymore. It's 2024. You know,
I see.
So like sense. 9 months out of the year, I'm still writing the last year usually. Or no, sorry, 3 months out of the year. The other 9 months, I'm doing it right.
Hey, fun fact. I saw someone post this today. If you guys are into calendars, like physical calendars that you hang up on your wall, you can purchase a retro calendar of 1996 and it will line up with this year.
Wow. That sounds like something I need to do.
Because someone, one of my buddies, One Up John, had posted a really sweet like Ninja Turtle or Transformers. It was some retro calendar, but they wanted, you know, $100 or something for it. And he was like, not for that price, but it'd be pretty cool.
So you know what? So in 1996, I was 15, as well as you were, at least for the very end. So I wonder if I can jump timelines and become 15 again. You think that's possible, Russ?
Jump the timelines.
Yes. No more 42 for Jay. I'm going to be 15 this year.
Yeah, he was looking at a X-Men calendar. It was $150.
Wow.
For a cool X-Men one.
If only I would have realized this last year, I would have bought up all the 1996 calendars and had a monopoly on the market.
How about that? I can't say when was the last time I used a physical calendar like I hung up somewhere, just because it's in my phone. Like I'd put all my appointments and everything in my phone.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is very physical. Like she still has like an appointment book, physical book. She'll have to write in everything on there.
Yeah.
My mom obviously still uses a calendar on the fridge.
But every year in January, our realtor sends us another calendar and we have her little face, Susan McMillan from Greenville, South Carolina, on our refrigerator all year long.
Like I can't even see the little kiosk in the mall that sell like calendars and stuff. Like how are they still in business? People are still like buying these for Christmas presents or whatever.
Russ, you are a physical collector. There are people out there that still want paper calendars. Come on.
I guess so. I will say with this, with the new year, I did see a bunch of posts. Best Buy has now gotten rid of their physical media.
Jeez.
You can't go in there and get any Blu-rays, DVDs. So I don't even know if they had any DVDs at that point.
Why are you trying to bum me out, Best Buy? That's okay. That's okay. I will get all my DVDs. I'm going to make it a habit to go in a couple times a month to our Miracle Hill and see what physical copies that of stuff I want. I've recently found Dude, Where's My Car? I love that movie. I hadn't seen it in forever. And I grabbed that. Jingle All the Way. Got that for Christmas. So I'll be getting my physical media on the cheap.
On the cheap. Makes sense. I thought you're going to say you're going to go to Target or one of the other stores.
No. You got to go to
the thrift shop.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, my mother-in-law, when I was in Ohio for Christmas, she had this box on the floor, and it was like every season of the Friends DVDs. And I was like, oh, it's cool you got the Friends DVDs. She's like, yeah, I'm probably going to get rid of it. And I was like, don't do that. Don't do that. They're going to charge you per episode eventually. You're not going to be able to watch it for free anymore. And she goes, you're probably right. They probably will do that eventually. And I was like, yeah, keep it. So talked her into keeping her Friends DVDs.
There we go. Yeah, especially with like series. I feel like, okay, yeah, it's on a streaming service now, but like how long do they hold the rights to that? And then
yeah,
you won't be able to watch it anymore.
Yeah, like you can't buy all the streaming services. That's why I've been going around collecting up all the Office DVDs, because when my Peacock series runs out and I still want to watch The Office, I'll have the DVDs.
Makes sense, yeah.
See what Michael Scott's getting into forever.
Fortunately, my bulk of my DVD collection is still at my mom's because we just don't have the room here in the condo to display them. And Steph has her own DVDs out.
Hey, Russ, know what? The house right next to me is going to be for sale. You could move in and become my neighbor. It'd be a lot easier to do Warp Pipe Wednesday and the weekly Warp Pipe. You live right next door.
I'll pitch it to the wife.
Housing prices down here are great.
I can imagine, yeah.
And I'll say great's probably an overstatement, but they got to be better than Connecticut, I would imagine.
Well, I imagine your taxes are way less than us.
20,000 square foot, 20,000. What's a 2,000 square foot house in Connecticut right now?
I don't know anything with the market. I don't know. Yeah. Fortunately.
Okay. Well, way we'll discuss much. That another day.
Fair enough. But okay, so it's 2024. I guess our main topic was going to be New Year's resolutions, right?
Well, now maybe, I just want to talk about gaming, you moving here.
Gaming related. Hey, that could be a New Year's relocating.
Yeah, no, gaming. Yeah, I guess like our resolutions. I would love to know what we said last year because I have no clue. I probably said I wanted to beat some game. Who knows what it was.
Let's see if we hold you to it.
Yeah. Probably who Chrono knows? Trigger.
You haven't beaten Chrono Trigger? Like ever?
No, Russ, I haven't.
I mean,
it's leave like the hate comments in the chat below.
Breath of the Wild. You got to put the hours into that. Get your level up.
I think I'm really close to the end. I just kind of like dropped off. And every time I go back to play it, like it takes me forever to kind of get back. Anybody that plays Chrono Trigger knows what I'm talking about. So you probably know, Russ. You know how there's like a rhythm to like fighting the enemies and you got to get good at multitasking.
Right, right.
And like, okay, this person went. Now that person went. Now this person went. Okay, now I got to use Marl's spell to get this person back alive so they don't completely die. Or, you know, and if you haven't been in practice of that in a while, it's hard to just jump right in, especially when you're on a hard boss.
Right.
So I need some practice.
I mean, again, like I even feel like that it's tough to keep a couple games going at once on multiple consoles. I was playing Spider-Man 2, Axiom Verge, and Mario Wonder all at once, and I was like, you know what, let me just dive down with Axiom Verge and beat that and get it out of the way, and then just I'll go with Spider-Man because I'm like trying to remember, oh, this is how you fight in Spider-Man using these buttons. But then when I'm playing a different game, it's like I need to learn this combination, and right. I'm like, I got too many things going on.
Yeah, gotcha.
But yeah, I mean, I guess we could start off with games we're hoping to complete. Maybe, I don't know if you have a set number, if you're going to keep track a certain way. There's multiple ways to do this. I know one year I did like to either do a spreadsheet or something and post, beat this game, this date. So then I could kind of see, oh, it took me, you know, 2 weeks on this game. Then the next game I didn't beat for 2 months because maybe it was longer. I don't know if you have anything like that or
no. Mine are all coming straight off the dome. I have three games that I can think of off the top of my head that I want to try to get to this year, if possible. We'll see. Because I always have big plans, but I never have. Sometimes my big plans don't work out. So we'll see.
Fair enough.
I guess since we've already mentioned it, we'll go ahead and say I should probably finish Chrono Trigger in 2024.
Okay. So we got Chrono Trigger, and then. Did you say you beat Luigi's Mansion?
We did, yes. Okay. We beat Luigi's Mansion.
Got that out of the way.
That one's done.
So Metroid Prime.
You, it's like you know me, Russ. It's like you know what I'm thinking. Yes, Metroid Prime. Definitely need to put some more time into that and get through that. That would be awesome because I really enjoy it. Love it on the Switch. And so.
Well, then we can always see, like, are they going to drop Metroid Prime 2 remastered on the Switch this year, getting us ready for Prime 4? Like, I would assume they should drop 2 and 3 remastered and then give us 4 by what, next year?
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see if I can get through 1. Hopefully so.
Okay.
So that would be the other game that I would like to finish this year. And if they do come out with Luigi's Mansion 2, I think we could, me and my son could probably combo that one because I like playing that game with him. It was fun. We were like handing off the controller back and forth. He was getting some time in. I was getting some time in. It was like a co-op effort to get through the game. And I think he and I both enjoyed that. So I have one NES game that I'm going to add to this list. I don't even remember when I got into this. Time flies so fast now. It may have been 2 years ago. It feels like a year ago, though. I really got into Scat for a while on the NES.
Mm-hmm.
Special Cybernetic. I don't know what it stands for. aerial Tactics. I don't know. But I was getting really close to being able to beat that game. And that game is actually really fun. And I feel like it might be a little bit underrated. I would like to get back into that and maybe try to beat Scat. It's like Contra, but you're flying here. There you go. That's Scat.
Okay. I remember the cover of it. I don't think I ever played it.
It's so fun. There was a while when I really hated like this level that's like vertical scrolling. It goes from down to up, and it is such a cluster of colors. If you can get it on here for the people watching, I would love.
Is it early on?
That might have been it right there. Go back. I think it's like right here. No, that's not it.
No, it's, I mean, you are going down.
You're going north on this one that I'm talking about here. That's it right there.
Okay, there it is. You're headed up a shaft.
So that right there looks pretty harmless, correct?
Right.
But it gets ungodly fast. And for the longest time, I felt like I was going to go into a seizure watching this. And they use like so many colors and like, I don't know, like I just feel like if they would have made the background like black with stars, right, or something, maybe it would have been a little less visually overload, you know, because I for a while there I was like, I'm never going to be able to beat this. It makes me want to like have a seizure.
Right, because the background is green and blues, and then the sides are like purple, pink, and blues, like
almost like flying. A turquoise. Yeah. And it's just like a cluster of madness, you know. But I actually got good enough to where I could beat that level, and then once I got through that, things got pretty normal again as far as like not coma inducing.
Right, you're just cruising at space and going.
Yeah, and then there's this big tank that was pretty fun to fight. So all I'm saying is, really awesome NES game. If you have it and you haven't put any time into it, I recommend it. And I would like to go ahead and get through that game as the NES addict. Maybe I can still keep claim to that name or something.
There we go.
I beat a few more NES games.
Yeah, so I did beat Mario Wonder before the year was up. I was playing it through Christmas.
What are your thoughts
break.
On that?
I like it. I think it's a pretty fun game. I went for 100% completion on it. So I started playing it casually, and then I was like, you know what? Let me make sure I find all three flower coins in each level. So I went back and was like completing that, making sure I had all that. And they even give you a reward for getting the very top of the flagpole.
Ooh.
So that's an extra thing for each level. You need to find three flower coins, get the very top of the level, so you complete the level. And some of the levels have two wonder seeds in it, and then you have to find those. So it certainly gives you plenty to go off of. And then there was a secret level that, much like in Super Mario World, right? You got the cloud level, Star Road.
Yep.
So they had something very similar, but the levels up there were very difficult.
It's kind of like Star Road.
Right. So true to that. Then I was kind of following a walkthrough to kind of little help me figure out some of the places. And once you beat this Star Road, well, I forgot
for
what
lack of better
called.
Terms, for
lack of better terms, there's a final challenge level. So you beat that, then you go to beat the game. You beat Bowser, the last boss, and then you go back to the final level, and they open up one more challenge, and it's called the final level, which is a gauntlet of like seven different stages where you have to use different badges on each stage. So in Mario Wonder, you get badges you can equip. These are like special power-ups that you don't lose. So one of them is like you can jump and hit the trigger button. Mario uses his cap and you can float.
Okay.
Right? Or there's one where Mario is like a spring jump. So he only can jump like with a spring.
Okay.
So there's all these caveats. So each stage you have to use that. And the last part of the stage is a badge that makes you invisible. You cannot see Mario at all, except for like when he jumps, you see a little bit of his, like movement or something or whatever. So you have to complete the whole level, and it's like platforming. And then they have things shooting across the stage that you have to bounce off of while they're moving.
That kind of makes me feel like that gives me like a Super Mario Maker vibes where like,
yes, kind of like that or like a Kaizo level or whatever. And I was on this level for like 4 or 5 hours, just this last level, going at it over and over and over again. Thank God they did have checkpoints where you beat 2 levels, checkpoint. It was 3 levels, checkpoint. And then you had to beat 4 levels in a row to beat the entire like thing there. But I was getting stuck. So I obviously got better at the first 3 levels. So I'd like go through, get to the last part where I'm visible, die. Then you gotta start again. And I only had so many lives. And if you run out of lives, then you will have to start the entire gauntlet over again. So I was getting down to the wire. I think I had like 15 lives left and I was looking up, how can I pass this?
Right.
And essentially I used a piece of tape on my TV screen to kind of gauge where Mario was. That was helping.
Wow.
And then I found if you hit the X button, Mario does like an emote, like a little emoji goes over where his head is.
Okay.
So I guess that's in like multiplayer game. You can like do emotes and stuff, but that allowed me to see where he was on screen.
Okay.
So then I was finally able to complete it.
It's hard to believe it's that difficult because I imagine this is like a game meant for kids.
Yeah, I mean, they added this for adults, I guess, the adults. But again, this is all in 2023, so I beat it before the new year.
Did it give you, what kind of feeling did it give you? And I guess what I'm asking more specifically is, I'm looking for that feeling that I got when I played Super Mario World for the first time. And I only remember having that feeling as an adult playing Mario Odyssey. Mario Odyssey felt like something brand new to me. I was like, wow, this is actually really cool. I enjoyed Mario Odyssey way more than I anticipated that I would.
Oh, okay.
So I guess I'm kind of wondering, like, did it give you any feelings like when you were a kid, like, wow, this is really fresh, this is really new, I've never seen this before, this is really original? Or did it just feel like a bunch of recycled ideas?
I feel like there was a lot of fresh new stuff to it, for sure, with certain levels. I was digging some of the music and the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
There was a cool part with Yoshi where Yoshi was like a dragon and he almost looked like Falcor from Neverending Story.
Oh, sick.
Where he's like floating through the level and you have to like stay on him and stuff like that. So
that's
fun mechanics. And I feel like it'd be a really fun game to play with other people.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't try any of the online stuff because I could only imagine maybe there's like lagging or
right.
I don't know. But it is up to 4 players at the same time. And you can, I love that there's an assortment of characters. You could play as Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, Princess Daisy, the Toads, Yoshi, and Nabbit. Like 3 different color Yoshis. The only thing they do, so Yoshis don't get any power-ups.
Okay.
Or Nabbit. They're just like,
what is Nabbit? I don't even know what that is.
Nabbit came into play, I think, in New Super Mario Bros. He's like a purple character and he wears like a bandana.
Weird.
And he like steals coins.
Oh, so he nabs it. Nabbit.
Right.
Okay.
And so he's easy mode because anything can hit him and he won't die. He only dies if he goes into pits.
Oh, okay.
So if you're a child and you're stuck, you play as Nabbit and then it's easier to play the game.
Gotcha. I'm hoping my son wants it for his birthday in March because I kind of needed a reason to play it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of people probably got it for Christmas. So I was asking, you know, people, hey, did you get it for Christmas? And so maybe that's their game to beat for 2024. So if you haven't gotten it yet and you're thinking about it, I'd say grab it. It's a pretty good time. I beat it about a week or so once I was like diving right into it. But lots of replay value. Other than that, Spider-Man 2 is probably going to be the next game I beat for 2024. I'm about maybe 20%, it says, done with the game. I'll probably try to 100% it. I like doing a lot of the side quests. I played the first game, and I did a lot of the side quests, and it was pretty fun. And I was watching a few of my retro gamer friends said that I should check out the Miles Morales that came out on PS5 because I didn't play that game. So I'll probably pick that one up.
Sweet.
Other than that, I did pick up Axiom Verge 2 on PS4 because I did beat the first one. So I went all in and ordered the second one. So I'm going to wait to play that, though, until I beat Spider-Man. So I'm hoping to beat that soon. And then I just spent like $30 on the eShop to get a whole bunch of Switch games that were on sale.
Oh, what'd you get?
Yeah, there was a bunch. Let's see, I ran them down here. So I did play, if you like Zelda games, I did pick up, there's a game called Blossom Tale, which I had gotten the soundtrack, and the sequel now came out, Blossom Tale 2. It plays basically like Link to the Past, like it's that top-down thing, you get a sword, similar, a lot of stuff on there. So definitely check that one out. A lot of these were on sale, but by the time you hear this, the sale might be over because I got a lot of the games for like $6 or so. I'm trying to see where I put the picture of all the other games. I had gotten one that looks like a Game Boy game, which was really cool. It was kind of like black and white. Where the heck is this? I had the pictures and I could go to recently delete it. I was like, I don't need these photos anymore.
There you go. Just delete them.
I was like, get off my
phone. Still in my space.
Recently deleted right here. Okay, so we got Thunder Ray, which is like a boxing game.
Okay.
Kind of looks like Super Punch Out.
Huh.
I would say definitely check that out. Blossom Tale 2. Gato Roboto. That's the Game Boy game. It's like black and white. Kind of looks like a Game Boy game.
Sounds cool.
Skelly Celeste is it's like a shooter style game. Definitely looked fun. And it was cheap. So I was like, you know what? Let me grab that. And then I got Atomic Crops, kind of looks like Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Okay.
So I'm excited to get into that. And then Carry On, CARRION. This game I played at PAX East, and you essentially play as the evil character. You're this blobbish type alien, and you're going around killing all the scientists that are on this ship or whatever. So it's like a reverse role.
Oh. Gotcha. I wonder if he's like, I wonder if the alien gets on the ship as a carry on.
Oh, maybe.
There you go.
I dig it. So I grabbed all those. Those will probably keep me busy for, you know, a few months, I'd say, going through that. And then trying to think anything else. What else you got?
So a game that I bought a long time ago, and I'm curious if you have this, Russ, and I remember when I was talking a lot to JLove81, I think JLove told me about this game. I was playing it a lot this past week when I was at my mother-in-law's for Christmas on the Switch. But it's a game that is like a Paperboy clone. It's called Video Kid.
Oh.
Do you have that game?
I don't think I ever downloaded it. David Apuzzo had gotten it, and I think I missed it.
Oh, dude, it is like the funnest. It's like so easy to pick up and play. Like you can play it for 6 minutes and put it down and you feel like you just had the best time ever. Nice. You know, or you can play it for an hour, whatever. But like, it's one of those games. Like if you only have like just a minute, it's a great one because you're probably going to die if you haven't played it much and got it memorized. But basically you're this character. You look just like Michael J. Fox from Back to the Future. You sound just like Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future. And you are like a video, like a VHS delivery guy. And your goal is to ride down the street on a skateboard in a very paperboy-esque route. And you're throwing videotapes into the mailboxes. And all along the way are like 80s pop culture references. Like you'll see the Care Bears sitting on like a park bench, or Fraggle Rock is sitting on that same park bench, and it kind of changes every single time you play it. So it's never the same exact thing. It's the same characters, but there's you see him at different times. You'll see Pamela Anderson from Baywatch running down the street.
Nice.
You'll see Arnold Schwarzenegger from Terminator, like when he's naked and all the electricity's around him and he's coming
yeah.
in. You'll see that. You'll see Lucy from the Peanuts mm-hmm. with her, at her little booth with, for the 5 cents for free advice or whatever. You'll see Snoopy. You'll see Inspector Gadget. You'll see He-Man riding Battle Cat. You'll see...
they crammed in the references.
You'll see the Ghostbusters car. You will see He-Man. Oh, I already said He-Man. You'll see
She-Ra.
No, you won't see She-Ra. You'll see Short Circuit. I think you'll see the guys from Die Hard, maybe. I think that's what that is. I don't know. You'll see what else will you see? I'm trying to think of some other. Oh, you'll see Scrooge McDuck in a car with Huey, Dewey, and Louie in the back. You'll see the one of the very last houses. You'll see gremlins like climbing up the house and hanging out the window. Just I could go on forever, but it is so full of pop references, and I've never beat this game.
Okay.
And this weekend, and it tells you how the percentage of how far you got.
Right.
I hit 99%. And do you know what killed me, Russ? Because I'd never seen it before, so I didn't know it was coming. At the very end,
a manhole?
The freaking Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man stomped on me at the very. I was so close. Oh, you do go down in manholes. You'll see the Ninja Turtles, and they'll go down.
Yes, I do remember that. So, Video Kid is the name of the game. If you guys want to download it,
I think I paid like $1.99 for it, but it is just so fun.
Got
so
your that entertainment with a
will also be on my list of games to beat this year.
Nice.
Just got to figure out how to get through Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man's legs.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, first of the year, we're super excited about playing games. We could kind of talk about making time for playing games, right? We're both dads. Now I'm been a dad for a year. Gwen's birthday's coming up. So it's when do I find time to game? Like, when do you find time to game being a dad, husband, working?
Yeah.
Certainly, we can't put tons of hours into these games, and it's limited per week.
No, I will David Acuzzo is a freak of nature on how he does it.
I will say with the Switch, due to its portability, I can game longer because I can be on the couch next to my wife and she's watching TV and I can go away on a game. And then if we're laying in bed, I can still game while she falls asleep.
Yeah.
It's a little harder with the PS5 because I do have to be in here. So I could get the PS5 Backbone, which is basically a Switch. You're playing your PS5 on a handheld device, like remotely.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that existed.
So they sell just the controller where you can slide, I think, a tablet or something in, or they sell one where it already has a screen in it. And so it turns on your PS5 here, and then you're playing remotely. Like it looks just like a Switch or whatever.
That's cool.
So that could be a way to game a little bit more. But other than that, usually I've been gaming. My daughter takes 2 naps a day. I usually get her up in the morning and then she'll take a nap at like 10 a.m. I'll be able to game or record or
that's
edit
when I used to make my YouTube videos with my kids with that little.
Right. And then she'll take another nap in the afternoon, 3 o'clock or so for maybe an hour or two if I'm lucky. And I'll be able to game then. Other than that, every Wednesday I do still do my live streams, which are 2 hours of straight gaming. But with the live streams, it's nothing I'm currently kind of playing. Like I haven't streamed Spider-Man or Axiom.
You almost play into the viewer.
Right. So it's kind of like an added game in the mix, essentially. But I do want to get into, I'll jump into this after. You let me know, how do you get your gaming in?
So, I mean, my kids are obviously a little bit older than yours. My daughter's 10. My son's going to be 8 this year. So what I do a lot of times is like I can play a game my son's into. You know, he'll be like if he's playing Kirby, the Forgotten Land, he might need help with that. Or like I said, obviously we played through Luigi's Mansion. He just got Super Smash Bros. For Christmas. So I do not like Smash Brothers, but it's because I'm awful at it. But I do see myself playing with him. Actually, one of my resolutions that I was going to bring up on this show was to play with my kids more on some games, you know, like, because that was really fun. That was a pretty bonding experience playing Luigi's Mansion with him. So all that to say, I'm probably going to be playing a lot of Smash Bros. With Colin.
But yeah, that's a lot of characters to unlock, I'd say, so that could save some time.
But that's one way I think I can play more, is just like using it as quality time with him, because he really likes video games. But other than that, it'll be I do get to play games when I go to my mom sometimes. Like, I'll bring a lot of my mini consoles, and at night when she's asleep, or, you know, she watches her TV real loud, so sometimes I don't sit in there with her, I can go back in the back bedroom and kind of play a game for 30 minutes or an hour here or there. So it'll just be getting creative with time like that. And then at home, you know, I usually just listen to like YouTube videos, or like watch Peacock on my phone at night with my AirPods in. But I used to play the Switch a lot in bed. I could do that again. Maybe that's how I'll get through Video Kid.
I had asked my wife one night, cause I was like playing whatever. And I was like, oh, I felt like, cause I was like really jamming the button on, and I'm like, is she gonna wake up? And she's like, I didn't hear any of that. And I was like, oh, okay, good.
What size bed do you guys have?
Queen.
Okay, see, we have a king. There's like a huge space between me and my wife, because I hate sleeping next to people. And so I feel like I can move around a little bit, and she's not feeling every jiggle or shake.
Right. Yeah, someone had asked on my live stream today if I game with my wife, if she ever games with me. And we have played in the past some games. Like, if I ask her, hey, do you want to play Mario Kart or this, she'll play, but we usually don't actively participate in games, because most of the games I play are single player.
Yeah,
like, okay, she could jump in on Mario Wonder a little bit and kind of play, but I don't really get those like party games,
right?
But we'll see, because her cousin got a Switch for Christmas, and I know they like party games and stuff, so maybe we can invite them over with her boyfriend and do some 1-2 Switch, or I don't know.
Are they close in age?
Yeah. Not, you know, maybe like 6 years apart or something like that. Like,
pretty, okay. And how like old is your wife?
She's 36.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Sweet. What else I was gonna say? Gaming time. There are some games coming out that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
For 2024, there's a new Prince of Persia game.
Interesting.
That's coming out. I think, let's see, I had a list open here.
Will it be like an updated version?
Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown.
Coming, so it's probably like a whole new game, I guess.
PS5, PS4. Now, I wonder if there's also one on Switch that I saw. I wonder if that's the same one. Yeah, it's all reimagined. Like, they have I think it's made by the same people that did Metroid Dread. That's the one I'm thinking of. I don't know if
this is the same title. Oh, Metroid Dread. Cool, yeah.
But it basically looks like Metroid Dread, but in Egypt or whatever.
Yeah, I think I could get it. I could get behind that, because I was such a big Dread fan.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. I did have a list of these games are older, but for PS5, I was going to try to get some new PS5 games on my wish list. I put on here, let's see. Was hoping to pick these up. Atomic Heart, someone said was pretty good. The RoboCop game, RoboCop Rogue City.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I was kind of interested in that. That looked pretty fun. Wanted Dead. And let's see, how do you even say this? Vengeful Guardian Moonrider.
Say that 5 times fast.
Vengeful. So those were 4 PS5 games I want to pick up and check out. And I've been talking with my buddy Ganyman. He wants to help me be able to stream maybe some PS Vita and PSP games. I'm going to be looking to pick up one of the PS Vita like TVs, I think it's, or PSP TV, I think it's called.
Interesting.
PSP TV or PSTV, I don't know the exact name, is a console, essentially like a small console that you would put PS Vita games into to play on your TV screen. Okay. I don't know if you've ever seen the concept.
Never seen that. I had a PSP briefly because you could mod them and put like NES games on them.
Yeah.
But I never found myself playing it, so I ended up getting rid of it.
Right. So this, I don't know if I said it wrong or whatever. This is for the Vita because they have like cartridge type games, but I believe you can hack it somehow. So then you can play the PSP games on it, you know, via micro SD card. I don't know how it works or whatever, but
right.
We're going to try to figure that out. So then maybe I can play some Vita stuff. I mean, I have like 4 games for my Vita and 4 games for PSP, very small collection. I'd love to get back in to playing some of those. So if I could stream it, then that's another easy way to experience some new games and get some content too for the channel.
Yeah. I got to ask you a question, Russ. This is totally off topic. I hear you say it all the time. Okay. Ganny Man. Is that a nickname, a last name, a first name? It's so interesting.
I forgot what it almost
reminds me of. Like, it reminds me of like Superman or like one like Aquaman.
I forget where Ganny Man. Right. His name's Chris. His actual name is Chris. But yeah, his like tag name or whatever your username.
Okay, so like it'd be like somebody saying, my friend NES Addict.
Right.
Okay,
right.
He's just Ganny. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I hear it so often because you refer to him a lot. And I just, I was like, today's the day I'm going to ask the question. What name is this here?
We'll see if he listens to the podcast.
That's right. Do you hear us talking about you, Ganny Man? Chris?
We're supposed to hang out shortly. I had invited him down because he hasn't seen the game room or anything. So I was like, you got to come down, check it out. And then help me mod my PSTV.
There you go.
Yeah. Certainly excited for those.
Yeah, I don't know any games coming out in 2024, so I guess the only thing I can really say as far as newer games, you know, I'm hoping my son wants to pick up Mario Wonder at some point because it's piqued my interest now.
I mean, we also got to look forward to, there's the Princess Peach game that's coming out. Peach Disguise, something like that.
Be honest with you, Russ.
You're not going for that one?
Doesn't sound that, I mean, it just, I don't know. I don't have the urge to be Princess Peach. For any reason,
it's coming out. So
I mean, you have cosplayed as her, so maybe you're more invested.
That's true. I could live stream as my Prince Peach. So we shall see on that end there. Let us know in the comments, guys, what are some of the games you're looking forward to in 2024? When do you find time to game? Like, how many hours do you think weekly you can clock in? Being now, my birthday had just passed. I'm 42.
You're 42. Happy birthday. Late birthday.
And it certainly gets harder to find time to game, to fit that into your schedule.
Especially when you have 77 YouTube channels like Russ.
Exactly. You have to make a choice. Am I going to film content or edit, or do I get some time in with some video gaming?
Hey, Russ, since the last time we chatted, guess what I did? Well, I'm more setting this up for all the listeners and not you. You know what I did?
Oh, you sent me photos finally.
I finally sent Russ photos after like 9 months of him requesting it.
I updated that was my
that was my Christmas gift and birthday gift to us.
I saved them all. I have our thumbnail master like Photoshop file, so I have like 10 photos of you, 10 photos of me, so I can move them in and out. And
poor Russ, he got so creative because I didn't have an arm in the video or in the picture before I made him these new pictures, that he used AI to create an arm for me for some of the thumbnails.
And it was like guy giving a thumbs up and his like, you know, his hands all weird looking. I'm like, yeah, close enough. I will say, I have uploaded my first video on my kid's YouTube channel.
Rustly Man is live
with one video
right now to subscribe. I mean
we could check right now. I wasn't sure if I was gonna put it up as unlisted or whatever, and I was like, you know what, let me just throw it up there.
Oh, here we go, hang on. I see Russ Lyman. I don't see Rustly Man.
So that's the issue, I think, with people to search me, because Rustly Man is just Russ Lyman. So I feel like a lot of people are going to come up with that as the search It's a music video. Let's see if I can.
What's
get
a
it.
More appropriate name? What's the name of the video itself?
Okay, I got it here.
So maybe I can.
If you type in Rustly Man Pizza Party.
Oh, this sounds incredible. Rustly Man Pizza. What a way to start a channel.
There I am on a green screen. I don't know if you guys can hear audio through this, although it may get flagged if we hear audio.
It's your own video.
So this is a...
You flag yourself?
It's a song already on a channel. They created the song and the lyrics and the melody.
How come I can't find you?
So I used a program to remove the vocals and then I sang over it. So I added my own version and then I'm singing in front of a green screen. Do Rustly space man, then put pizza party.
Oh, that's the problem. I have Rustly Man as one word.
Pizza.
Pizza, pizza party. Pizza, pizza party. First you take the dough and you spin it, you spin it, you spin it, spin it, spin it.
Pizza, I don't know if the audio comes through or whatever.
I can hear it. I can. I don't know if everybody else can, but I can.
So that's me dancing to some pizza party.
That is incredible.
But I have a few other. I made a huge spreadsheet. So I'm hoping to knock out some videos. I'm like, all right, let me do shapes, numbers, colors, like quick videos I can do with this. Hoping to do some actual stuff in the woods, because the whole deal of Rustly Man is a burly man. I'm dressed like a lumberjack. I brought my binoculars over so I can do like, what's that in the tree? I'll hold up the binoculars and we'll cut the footage of like stock footage of a bird or a fox or something. And then I asked one of my friends if he would come on with me and do some puppet work. I'm hoping to get a few puppets, maybe a beaver, maybe a rabbit. I don't know. So we're seeing.
Exploring the world of Rustly Man.
That's one of my.
You know what Rustly Man needs on his channel?
A moose. Okay.
Yeah, because Rustly Man is a moose and a grizzly bear.
I feel like those are large outfits we need.
Oh, that could be something. Or puppets.
Well, that's why I'm starting out with the puppets first.
Yeah.
So we'll see. If you guys have kids and you want to check out the channel, or if you just want to check it out anyways, Rustly Man. Oh, we did have to choose. Hang on, I'm gonna take a drink here.
I'm going to send it. I've already sent this to NES Complex because I feel like he's the first person I've ever heard refer to you as Rustly Man.
So I had it. So I couldn't use at Rustly Man because it would be just Russ Lyman, right?
So did you use the Rustly Man?
So we came up with Rustly Man for kids. It's at Rustly Man for kids would be the channel. So this way they know.
I hope this is what makes you famous.
We'll see how this goes.
I think it was last week I saw something blippy at a store and I sent a picture of Russ and I was like, I hope this is Rustly Man soon.
Right, right. The challenge would be I uploaded this video. It didn't get copyright stricken, but it does say once my channel's monetizable, I can't monetize this song because I'm using literally their song.
You just got to get famous first.
So I was like, I'll have to create either my own tracks or I'm going to be doing some acoustic stuff with my acoustic and singing it. And then that would obviously be okay.
You're a songwriting genius. I have a feeling you can come up with something just as good as pizza party. Yeah.
Well, now that I have the new guitar that I got for Christmas, I think we'll be good to go for writing some kids tracks. Yeah. So more videos will be coming soon. I do have like an intro song that I'm going to be putting together. I'm going to do some like 30 minute to hour episodes, and then I'll have these music videos be like standalone things as well, just to have a lot of content on there, because I don't know how the algorithm is going to work for kids content. Who knows? So there's some goals for 2024. Get Rustly Man off the ground.
I'm going to send you at least one song
to cover.
No, just one song that I'm going to write the lyrics to.
Oh, I see.
And you're going to have to come up with the music. But it's going to be awesome.
I'm down.
I just sent it to my buddy Retro Reminiscence, and he said, bro, with like seven dots behind it. He said, this is literally going to get a million views. Russ is a savage man. So the word's getting out. Wrestling Man's coming for you.
Well, what's funny is when I posted it, I did have 12 subscribers when I started the Wrestling Man channel. Like, I started the channel months ago, 6-7 months ago, didn't have any content on there. I maybe mentioned it to my Patreons or something. So I uploaded the video today and I didn't tell anyone. And then I got a text from one of my friends, TechWiz X, was like, pizza party. And I was like, oh, you saw it? I was like, because it went out for subscription. So they were subscribed and they're like, oh, there's a new one there.
Just know that I was your, you can't see it, but I am your 13th subscriber. So when you get that silver play button for Wrestling Man, you just know I was number 13. Unlucky 13.
Unlucky 13. So we'll see. I have high hopes and hopefully I can manage all. I was basically watching Gwen editing. She went to take a nap. I came in here, sang a couple tracks.
What the great thing too is? She can watch this.
Yes. Like I put it on. I have a little video of her dancing and watching me sing the pizza party song, so I'm like, hopefully she gets into it a little bit more with seeing me on the TV there and dancing.
I'm gonna write you the greatest kid song you've ever heard.
Dearest Gwen, watching the pizza party.
That is so amazing. She's like, oh my God, my dad is a YouTube star.
And what stinks is like, I'm trying to find all this, you know, this is a new realm of YouTube and I'm trying to find, okay, I need moving backgrounds. I need this and stuff. Like, let me find, and I go to like Shutterstock as a website. So it's like, sign up for a free trial. I'm like, okay. And then I go to download their pizza background and they're like, oh, to license this, it's $160 or something.
And of course it is.
I'm all set with that. I'm like, let me just find some like something cheaper or like a way around it or whatever. So I was able to download, you know, something someone made or whatever that was like a 3-second loop. So then I'll just extend it.
Right.
But we'll see. You know, I have to find kids' songs or copyright free.
No, you songs. Just make your own, dude.
Speaking of, real quickly on the end tail of the episode of copyright free stuff, did you hear what is in the open that people can use, public domain?
No. What is it?
Specifically, Mickey Mouse in Steamboat Willie short.
Really?
So, already announced, there are 2 Mickey Mouse horror movies coming out and 1 video game. But it's distinctly the Mickey Mouse that is in the Steamboat Willie short. So you can't use Mickey Mouse with like red shorts and the buttons, like how he is more well known. This came out so long ago, it is now in the public domain. They didn't renew it. So 2 people were like, we're going to make short horror movies for it. And someone made a video game. I think it's called like Infestation or something. And Mickey Mouse is like stalking you.
Terrifying.
2024, baby.
That's wild.
Hey, if you guys got any topics you want us to cover, you can call into the show. It is 949-682-9277. That's 949-682-WARP. Leave us a voicemail. Tell us how we're doing. Tell us your New Year's resolution. Maybe some games you're looking forward to coming out. We can put them on our list. We got a quick shout out to our Patreons, Dan and Nicole's Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Lemongood, Samantha Chang, Rodney Torres, Retroholic 16, and Austin Mills as well. I didn't add you on there, but you get the vocal. Austin Mills, thanks for signing up. You can sign up over at patreon.com/RussLyman. I guess you could sign up for Rustly Man there too, I could say, right? Rustly Man.
That's right.
Support the show. And we appreciate everyone listening. If you haven't reviewed or left a comment, please do so. Help the podcast grow for 2024. We're hoping to maybe increase these numbers on all the platforms, higher numbers on Spotify, YouTube, Google, and all that. It'd be great to get this podcast to some more new listeners for the new year.
We're going viral this year.
One can hope. Sweet, guys. Well, appreciate everyone listening and hanging out with us. As always, I'm Russ Lyman. keep your world fun bit by bit.